This weekend is Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of July, beginning the 16th week of Ordinary Time. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. The most important thing for me to do now, as I enter into prayer, is to let go for a moment. To let go of my own concerns, my own worries and fears, and reluctance, and let myself be led by God, trusting that God who loves me will lead me into life. Uncertainty, doubt, hardness of heart, burden. These are some of the words that come to mind as I recall the meditations of the past week. Sometimes following Jesus puts a lot of questions before us, and if we are honest with ourselves, we can let these questions just come out into the open. What is in it for me if I follow you in this way, Lord? How can I do this that you are asking of me? It is too hard. You are really asking for too much. And we can't go on like this. At the end of the day, though, the choice is ours to make, either to accept Jesus and his mission, or to reject him. But the encounter with Jesus is not always going to make us feel comfortable. Persecution is sometimes inevitable. However, Jesus reassures us that there is something in it for us if we trust and give ourselves totally to him and to his mission. We are invited in today's reading from the Book of Wisdom to remember the one and only God who cares for all of us and whose sovereignty spares all of us.
For neither is there any God besides you, whose care is for all people, to whom you should prove that you have not judged unjustly. For your strength is the source of righteousness, and your sovereignty over all causes you to spare all. For you show your strength when people doubt the completeness of your power, and you rebuke any insolence among those who know it. Although you are sovereign in strength, you judge with mildness, and with great forbearance you govern us, for you have power to act whenever you choose.
For neither is there any God beside you. When I hear these words, am I reminded of any time in my life, even now, when I have turned to other gods? If I am, can I tell what kind of God or gods? Why? Is it because of doubt, uncertainty, or insolence? Listen to the reading again, and hear God reassuring you. This is the God who cares for you, whose sovereignty spares you rather than condemn you to damnation, who judges you mildly, and who governs you with forbearance. Does this motivate you in any way with respect to the choices that are set before you?
For neither is there any God besides you, whose care is for all people, to whom you should prove that you have not judged unjustly. For your strength is the source of righteousness, and your sovereignty over all causes you to spare all. for you show your strength when people doubt the completeness of your power, and you rebuke any insolence among those who know it. Although you are sovereign in strength, you judge with mildness, and with great forbearance you govern us, for you have power to act whenever you choose.
Speak to the Lord frankly and humbly, asking for whatever you need to dedicate yourself totally to Him and to the mission He has for you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.